This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jody Bassantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now here's the host of your show, Josie Passantino.
Everyone, I'm Josie Passantino. Welcome to the Josie Show. Thank you, everyone, for listening and everyone in the chat room. We have a very, very exciting show today. I'm super, super excited. So remember, you could be in the chat room at josieshow.com or you can call in at 646-381-4339. So, yes, it's going to be a very, very exciting show. So let me just first make sure everyone can hear us all right in the chat room. Just let me know. So here is what we will do in the next hour or so. First, my guest tonight will be the wonderful singer and songwriter Chelsea, and then we have singer-songwriter Ed Porter. So we have a full great show with wonderful, wonderful guests. And next week, Josie's Hard Country show moves to Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. So make sure you check me out at thesouthernstar.org. That's my other show, Josie's Hard Country. And if you missed that show tonight in the last hour, you have all week to check it out. So do not worry. I got to speak with country artist Landon Parker, which was, like, so, so much fun. He's amazing. So, yeah, you could hear some of his songs and some chart-topping country music in there. Yes, and the interview, of course. So it's a lot of fun. I think everyone can hear me all right, so that is a plus. So let's not waste any more time, everyone. Please welcome wonderful singer-songwriter Chelsea to the show. Woo!
Hi, Josie. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. I am super, super excited. Been looking forward to it.
So have I.
Sweet, sweet. So first, can you tell us at what age you started singing and doing everything that you do?
Well, I've always been singing ever since I could talk, basically. But I started actually doing singing lessons when I was about 9 years old, and I trained, and I've been training ever since I was nine. And I just recently got into the whole recording and producing different and writing songs, so that's really exciting for me. But
that is very cool.
Yeah, I've been singing.
That is really, really cool.
Yeah.
I love that. And as you mentioned, you also produce and all that fun stuff, so you basically do it all.
Yeah, I write my own songs. I co-write with other people, too. I'm actually co-writing with someone right now named Don Gran out of Toronto area, and we've been Skyping back and forth and doing some co-writing. We've been writing together, so that's exciting.
Skype is good for many, many things.
Yeah, for sure.
Very, very cool. And when did you really realize that singing was what you wanted to pursue as a career? You didn't want to do anything else?
I think I knew I wanted to be in the music career when I started singing, actually doing singing lessons for the first time, so around the age of nine. But it all really kicked into me in the past year with being able to travel to Nashville and record and write my own songs and be in the studio. So basically in the last year, it's really hit me, and I really wanted to pursue it even more than I have. But since the age of nine, I've always wanted to be a singer.
That is so, so cool. And as you mentioned, Nashville, I've been to Nashville maybe a couple times, and it's so cool because you could, like, everyone there either someone plays the guitar or is a songwriter. I mean, there's a lot of talented people there. It's crazy.
Oh, for sure. There's music everywhere there. It's all about music there, and I love it.
Me too. And growing up, who would you say are your biggest musical influences and still are?
My number one influence for sure has always been Taylor Swift. Ever since I heard her first song, fell in love with her. I'm pretty sure everyone loves her. I don't know who doesn't, but Taylor Swift definitely has been always my inspiration, as well as Keith Urban and Rascal Flatts. I've always loved them and their lyrics and songs.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, speaking of Taylor Swift, did you see, I think she was on Punk'd or something?
Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't see it, though.
I so want to see that. That was totally off topic, but yeah. I really want to see that.
Yeah,
she's awesome. Totally, totally. And you're still a high school student like me, so how do you balance school, friends, and working towards your dream? How do you balance all that?
It's definitely difficult at times because it's hard to be able to get in playing guitar and practicing my vocals when I have a ton of homework loaded on me at the same time as well. But, no, I still manage to do it. It's difficult, obviously, but
right.
I just try to balance between both of them. Obviously, music most of the time overrules it for me, but I'd rather be doing something with music than homework. But, yeah, it's definitely hard.
Right. And what do your friends think of what you're doing? They must think it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's excited. At school, I'll be walking down the hallways, and people will be like, oh, hey, superstar, and just joking around and everything. It's kind of funny, but, yeah, definitely. And it's really good because my friends are so supportive about it, and they're always asking questions about it and always want to be involved. So it really makes everything even better for me to be in, and it's a better experience when everyone around you is involved and loves what you're doing, isn't excited to hear what you're doing too.
Right, exactly. It's very important to have supportive friends, so it's really cool that you have that behind you.
Yeah.
Very important. And can you tell us about some of the music you have out right now, because we're getting ready to play one of your songs that I'm very excited about.
Well, I just released a 6-song EP in January, and the single on it is called I Am. And there's, like I said, 6 songs on there. All of them, 4 of the 6 I co-wrote. And then the 2 others I got from Tia McGrath and Tommy Parham. So, yep, I'm definitely excited about it. And
absolutely. Well, that's a great segue, because we're getting ready to play your song, I Am, right now.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's play that right now. Here it is. Chelsea, everyone.
Get around.
And that was I Am by Chelsea. So can you tell us a little bit more about this song and your inspiration behind it?
Yeah. So basically the song is about how you can you are the best person you can be, and you shouldn't try to be anybody else except yourself. Like, you are who you are, and that's how you were made, and you shouldn't try to be like anybody else because you're the best person you can be. And I just want people to be able to listen to that song and know that there's nothing wrong with them and that they're unique and special in their own way. And if someone doesn't like them, then that's too bad. Like, don't change yourself for anybody else. Just be happy
right.
with who you are.
Absolutely. It's a very positive and motivational song. It's so great. I love it.
Thank you.
Anytime. And for the new fans in the chat room, where could our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
You can go on my website at www.chelseamusic.ca, and there's links posted on there for CD Baby that you can also purchase it on, as well as it's available on iTunes.
Sweet. And I also believe that you're on some social networking sites as well for fans to be able to chat with you, right?
Yep. I'm on Facebook, so I have a Facebook page, Chelsea Music, as well as I'm on Reverb Nation and on Twitter, too. So you can follow me on Twitter or follow me on Facebook. So, yeah.
Sweet. Like, add, and follow.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, how about we play your next song here, All Grown Up Now, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Sweet. Here we go. If it'll play. There we are.
Got herself in such a mess. Pushed your brain.
That was All Grown Up Now by Chelsea. Yep. That is a well-deserved applause.
Thank you.
Anytime. And are you currently working on any new projects or just more focused on some writing?
Well, as of now, I'm hoping to get back in the studio and start recording again in the fall. I want to do another completely new album with new songs, and I want this album to be more upbeat, fun, kind of rockish, like country rock.
Right.
So I've been working on a lot of writing for that, and like as I said, Skyping with Don Graham. So we're getting a bunch of songs together for that, so hopefully I'll be in the studio soon again.
Sweet. Rock and country, I like it. You have to let us know when that's released. We could promote it to death.
Oh, for sure.
Cool. And do you currently have any upcoming performances planned for the fans that are in that area so they could see you?
Right now, I don't have any performances until about August in the summertime. There's a Friendship Festival in Simcoe around where I live, and I'll be performing at that. But as of now, nothing really confirmed performances other than the Friendship Festival there.
Right. Perfect. Cool. And you have to let us know when you are anywhere in Illinois. That would be really cool to see you perform live.
Sure. Hopefully I can get down there and perform.
Oh, yeah, that would be super, super cool. Mm-hmm. And who have you met that has just made the biggest impression on you in your career?
Probably Ray Lyle, who is now training me with my vocals and guitars and performance. He's had a huge impact on me. I've been working with him for not too long now, but he has given me so many pointers and tips that have helped me build confidence on stage, because that's probably where my weak point is on stage. I'm more shy, so that's what I'm working on right now the most, but he's definitely helped me grow a lot and helped me achieve lots of things. And I'm getting into guitar a lot more now. So, yeah, he's definitely been a huge help in my life so far right now.
Right. And playing guitar must really, you know, help with writing a song, you know, because do you write the melodies as well, or do you just songwrite?
Well, I just recently started playing guitar and just started taking lessons, so I can't play too much right now, but when I write, I kind of get these little tunes in my head, and I kind of hum them, and then I'll record them and match my lyrics with my humming, and then I'll try to play something on the guitar as best I can, but I take that usually to Don Graham, who I'm Skyping with, and then he'll kind of interpret what I told him, and he helps me with that part of it. But I mainly write my songs from just getting a tune in my head and humming it, and then I write down the lyrics and things to go with it.
Right. Awesome. Very, very, very cool. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I am so, so excited, because I think we're playing your last song of the night here. Let's play Don't, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. Here it is.
Because we put it on.
that is Don't by Chelsea. And MusicMan5627 in the chat room says, cool song.
Thanks.
Very cool. Yes, I think that is, yes, that's in the chat room. And I have a fun question here for you.
Okay.
You're in Canada, right?
Yep.
Awesome. So what fun things do you do in Canada?
Well, I like to go quadding. I have a quad, and we have a track in the back of our yard. So I go, my best friend lives just down the road from me, too. So we like to go quadding. We actually went just the other night, and I like to go mudding, too. So we just go through the mud, get dirty. So that's really fun. I like going sledding, too, in the wintertime as well, and swimming in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. That's
yeah.
so cool. And I have a funny question for you that I'd love to ask all of my guests. Ready for it? Okay. So do you have any on-stage embarrassing moments that you could share with us?
Nothing really too embarrassing. Something that mm-hmm. did happen the one time when I was singing. It was just in front of my dad and my vocal coach, but I was singing and mm-hmm. I was getting really into the song and starting to build up to the chorus, and then all of a sudden the bottom of my microphone fell out and my microphone stopped working. So
I couldn't
hear me singing anymore. So that's probably the biggest thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, wow. Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that question. But I have to thank you so much, Chelsea, for coming on the show. And you can come back anytime.
Oh, no problem. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And we will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That was Chelsea. She's super, super talented. And remember to check out all of her songs, all of her music. And also, after the show, we're going to post links. So post her website and all that fun stuff on our pages. So very, very easy. Now it looks like our next guest here has arrived. Everyone, please welcome Ed Porter and Dwayne on the line. Woohoo!
Hi, Josie. How are you, girl?
I'm doing great. How are you?
If I was any better, I'd cancel my health insurance.
That's good. I'm glad you're doing great.
Things are going
That's
good.
Hilarious. So, to get to know you a little bit better, what age did you start singing and doing everything that you're doing?
I started singing, I must have been about 4 or 5 years old. I didn't start taking it seriously until I was about, I'd say about 13 years old. My parents took me to the local music store. I took some guitar lessons in grade 9 of high school, and the rest is history.
And the rest is history. Wow, four or five years old. That's craziness.
That's the thing with music, Josie. It's either in your blood or it's not, you know?
Right.
And I think most musicians or singers or any entertainer, for that matter, could probably attest to that. You know, it's a love that starts from the time, you know, you can remember.
Right. Exactly. And can you tell us a little bit about your career path that led you to where you are now and some of your highlights?
Oh, geez, where do I begin? I'm not as young as Chelsea, you know. I started doing the typical, high school garage band type thing, you know, mm-hmm. tried different genres, rock and roll, pop, all that stuff, but I always came back to country. Went to college, mm-hmm. and, you know, I kind of put music on the back burner for a while, and, you know, had a few daughters, and, you know, did the working thing and all that good stuff, and then decided, you know, I think it's time to do the music thing again. And I just got lucky, and I met up with my best friend, who's also on the phone here, Dwayne. And
hello, Dwayne.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad both of you guys are on the line. Very cool.
Yeah, Dwayne and I got together, and we formed 76 South, and we've been rolling ever since.
Yeah, and I was just going to mention that, 76 South, the band. Can you tell us all of the members and what roles you guys play?
You got 20 minutes? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The members are myself, of course. I sing and play rhythm guitar. Dwayne plays lead guitar and does vocals. We've got Eric DeMunk, local guy from around here, good kid. He plays lead guitar for us. Ralph Dame, he's a fellow out of London. He's typically a jazz musician, but just recently took his little jazz and put it on the back burner and decided he wanted to be a country player. We have a steel guitar player, Randy Varikin. He's a fantastic, fantastic steel guitar player, one of the best in the business as far as I'm concerned. Good guy, good musician. And on drums, we've got a guy named Mickey Evans, who's from England originally, and believe it or not, played in some rock and punk bands over in England back in the 70s. And now he's a country drummer and does real well at it. So that's the band.
Very cool. So a lot of great members in 76 South. A lot of great members to make up wonderful music that we're getting ready to play, and I'm very excited about it.
Awesome. Thank you.
And so can you tell us, who would you say have been your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to?
My favorite singer of all time is George Jones. Besides besides Duane, yeah. George Jones is definitely my favorite singer of all time. The list is so long, to be quite honest with you, you know, like the Charlie Prides of the world. And, you know, there's a few young guys out there now that I'm kind of digging, you know, they've got a really nice sound going on, like Chris Young and guys like that, Luke Bryan. We actually tipped a few beers to Duane and I with Luke Bryan last September at the CCMA, so that was pretty cool.
Wow, that is cool. I would have been too starstruck. That's really cool.
We're blessed. We've got some pretty decent friends, and that's the nice thing about country music, Josie. You know, there's really, you know, fame doesn't really go to anybody's head. It's a really close community, very family oriented. We're very blessed that way to know a lot of people. So.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing about country music is it's just, you know, guys hanging out or, you know, girls hanging out, and we're just, you know, it's fun and everyone's so nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. The whole community, from the DJs like yourself to the musicians to everybody, you know, they're all super people.
Exactly. And so now let's get to some of your music. Can you tell us a little bit about the music you currently have out right now?
Yeah, we, Duane and I got very lucky. We had a little conversation with a lady by the name of Maggie, who happens to be married to the greatest, and I say this confidently, the greatest songwriter that I've ever came across, Larry Wayne Clark. Larry Wayne Clark's written hits for a lot of people. He actually wrote a hit for Chris Young called Drinking Me Lonely, and that song, you know that song, I'm sure.
Yes.
Chris Young won the Nashville Star TV program with Larry Wayne Clark's hit. So, yeah, we got together with Larry Wayne, and he gave us a few songs, and we're honored to be able to cut them. We really are. And we have our own music as well, but debut single is definitely a Larry Wayne Clark song, as well as the follow-up single. We're going to use another Larry Wayne Clark song because he is a genius, and he makes us look good.
He's a genius. love it. And I am very, very excited because we're going to play your song, A Working Man's Hands, and we'll be
awesome.
Right back. Perfect. Here we go.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
Cliff Roebuck just sent me a message saying,
it's been 5 years.
Make sure
now
you tell him that Cliff Roebuck has a lot
gone
of influence.
There's so much I miss, and it's been so long since I've seen the grace in those powerful hands as he laced up his boots as the workday began. He taught me so much and now I understand how my life's been touched by a working man's hands. A working man's hands wiped away all my tears. They taught me to cope with my doubts and my fears. So bruised and so battered, so gentle and strong. They straightened me out when I was wrong. A working man's hands. He came back from the war and made a new start. Never had much to say about those two purple hearts. He worked hard all day, came home every night, and taught us to pray and to love and to fight. And when life
life got weary as a boy or a man. I could always find strength in a working man's hand. I learned how to catch and I learned how to throw, how to plant my own garden and take pride as it grows. And now as tomorrow's become yesterday, I know my whole life has been shaped by a working man's hand. As he lay there on that hospital bed, a million old men ran through our heads. We touched those frail hands and said our goodbyes. Then the Maker reached down and took him that night. I know heaven's garden looks even more grand, nurtured forever by a working man's hand. They taught me to cope with my doubts and my fears, so bruised and so battered, so gentle and strong. They straightened me out when I was wrong, a working man's hands. I owe everything that I am to that working man's hands. It's been 5 years now since he's been gone. There's so much that I miss.
And that was A Working Man's Hands. What a wonderful song. Can you tell us the inspiration behind that song?
Well, you'd have to ask Larry Wayne Clark that.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
That song
true.
There, though, quite honestly, I mean, we've all suffered tragedies in life, you know, on one path or another. And
right.
And that song there, I thought, you know, what a perfect song, you know, for a wedding song or you know, even a Father's Day tribute type song. So we decided mm-hmm. we were going to release that in June just in time for Father's Day. And it just touched me when I heard the demo and, you know, we decided mm-hmm. we were going to cut it.
It really is. It really is a wonderful song.
Yeah, it really is. It's touching. It really is, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And after the show, the new fans and listeners, where can they go to purchase all of your music?
Well, what we're doing right now, we're releasing the album in June, but we're going to do some iTunes prior to that. We're going to have Mail Myself to Mexico go to iTunes April 2nd, as well as All of Radio. That's our official debut single release date. It's pretty exciting. Right now, that song is number one on the internet radio for
ooh, wow.
music. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. The demand is there, so we figured, you know, let it roll a little bit on the internet, and then we'll put it out there for everybody.
Big congrats there.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Very, very cool. And can you tell us all of, you know, the websites? And I also know you're on some social networking sites as well for people to chat with you.
Yeah, I'm networking all the time. I've got nothing better to do but play music and sit on the computer. So
sometimes.
our official band website is www.76south.com. We're on Reverb Nation at 76 South Band. You can find me, Ed Porter, on Facebook, or you can find our band on Facebook, 76 South. Just add us, and, you know, there's lots of cool stuff on there. We're on Twitter as well, 76 South Band.
Perfect. And after the show, I'll post all of the links for the band and yourself and all that fun stuff. So easy access for the new fans out there.
You rock, Josie.
Anytime. My pleasure. And I am very excited because let's play your next song that you mentioned, Mailed Myself to Mexico. I like it.
Awesome.
Very awesome. Let's play that right now, Mailed Myself to Mexico.
Thanks.
Every day without fail, I deliver the mail to each doorstep. I think that I'll lose my mind if I have to climb just one more step. Between the snow and the sleet, I'm inclined to keep losing my patience.
I can mail myself to Mexico, where sunshine and margaritas flow, and all the pretty senoritas go to dance barefoot in the sand. Sometimes I'm tempted just to take a chance, buy me a box and lots of postage stamps, top it off with a big red bow, and mail myself to Mexico. You know it's easy to see how a man like me could go postal. I need a latitude where the attitude's kind of coastal. Oh, but here I am working for Uncle Sam like a puppet. I should be spending my days wasting away just like Buffett. Wish I could mail myself to Mexico, where sunshine and margaritas flow, and all the pretty senoritas go dancing barefoot in the sand. Sometimes I'm tempted just to take the chance, buy me a box and lots of postage stamps, top it off with a big red bow, and mail myself to Mexico. You know I'm tempted just to take the chance, buy me a box and lots of postage stamps, top it off with a big red bow, and mail myself to Mexico.
Yeah, and that was Mail Myself to Mexico. And I want to mention in the chat room, MusicMan5627 says, another great song, and Fredger, F-R-E-G-E-R, I hope I'm saying that right, 65, says, awesome song playing now. So you got some new fans.
Awesome, excellent. Can't have
very,
too many
very.
Fans, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly. And so are you currently working on any new projects or...
Yeah, we sure are. Duane and I are always writing. We're always looking for new material. We spend a lot of time together. He is my best friend, not only my my guitar player. So.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
You're very welcome. we spend a lot of time together and write. We're writing. We actually just wrote a song with a local guy, Jay Allen, who is a pretty popular songwriter in the country music business as well. We wrote a song with him about 3 or 4 weeks ago that we're definitely going to put on the album. The album's a work in progress. You know, it takes a lot of time to get the material down that you want to get down. And we're very blessed too, Josie, because, you know, we've got a lot of songwriters that pitch music to us. And sometimes it's a very difficult decision, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what's going to make the album, what's not.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, we're always looking to improve, and we're always looking to, you know, get the best material out there that we possibly can. So. Other than that, we're gigging. We're playing live. We got a lot of big shows coming up this summer, and we're pretty excited.
Very cool. You have to let me know when you're in Illinois, because it seems like you guys have just a blast, especially since you guys mentioned that you guys are actually real friends, so it probably shows that you guys are just having a ball on stage.
Oh, most definitely. I think we're sweating after the first song, so a lot of energy, no doubt about that.
Very cool. That's how you know you're doing a good job.
Most definitely. Most definitely. 100% for the fans.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And when you're not working on your music or, you know, on tour and performing, what are some things that you guys like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
For fun?
Mm-hmm.
Music.
Music.
Music's
pretty much our life, to be quite honest with you. I mean, you know, I do the simple things like, you know, reading and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't, I used to play a lot of sports, but I'm getting up there in years. You know, I got to watch the knees.
You're fine.
Yeah, so, I mean, just the typical hobbies, right? But quite honestly, the last 6 months, you know, Duane and I and the rest of the band have been pretty much, you know, 100% focused on music. You kind of have to be in this career.
Yeah.
There's always somebody on your heels, you know, waiting to get that spot. So if you're not working hard, you're going to lose that spot. So we're pretty dedicated to music.
Right, and the fans appreciate, you know, how dedicated you are to making great music for the fans, too.
Oh, well, thanks. Appreciate that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so here's some funny questions for you.
Okay.
That I love to ask. So
the most,
you know,
embarrassing moment on Fate.
No, you're not going to ask me that, are you?
Yeah, well, yeah, what's the most embarrassing thing on Fate?
Yes. The one that sticks out the most in my mind, well, we've got an abundance of embarrassing stories, but the one that's kind of the funniest is we were talking about mailing myself to Mexico for the longest time, and radio, they were anticipating, you know, the song, so Dwayne and I scheduled a little meet and greet at a radio station, and we went there to play it live. See, he's laughing already, and I haven't even got to the root of the story yet. So we start jamming in the studio, and we get about three notes in, and a guitar string breaks. And it's, you know, the main string that most of the picking is done on. It's like, oh, no. And the DJ looked at us, and we looked at him, and it's like, oh, no, what are we going to do? So thank goodness for commercial breaks.
I know, right?
40 seconds.
40 seconds in, yeah. And we've had the typical, you know, unusual elderly women that really, really enjoy our music.
I hear
and I'll just leave it at that. We'll not go any further with that, Josie.
I hear you.
Not on live radio.
Not on radio, no.
not this week. But that's hilarious. Very, very funny. And I love it. I love it. And I have to mention, there is a new fan of yours here that's all the way in Belgium, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
That's really cool.
That's really awesome. Thank you, Belgium.
Yeah. Love it.
We were talking about, we were discussing going over to Europe, actually. We're thinking about doing a Germany, France, Belgium little trip and the Netherlands probably next year. So hopefully that fella from Belgium will get a chance to come see us play.
Oh, yes. Freger 65. Go and see.
Awesome.
Do it. And the other funny question that I wanted to ask, what's the craziest thing that a fan has ever asked you to sign? Do you have any crazy ones?
You can't say that on live radio either.
Oh, no, yeah. Once
not
again,
not either.
Let's just say a body part.
Right, okay. Let's leave it at that. Perfect. Well, you got some dedicated fans, see?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that was my producer screaming in the background. Okay.
Thanks, Tina.
Great achievement. I love it. I love it. And let's play your song here, Harder Than It Has to Be, and we'll be right back, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, Josie.
Anytime. Here it is.
It ain't been as easy as I thought, this getting over you. Bit by bit, I'm trying to untangle every knot you tied my heart into. Guess what they say is true, there's just some things you can't undo. Cause baby, I burned your old love letter, thinking I'd feel better, but like a fool I memorized them line by line. Tore up all your pictures, told myself that'll fix her, but your face still hangs in every corner of my mind. Oh, ain't it just like me to make this hard? That's what you said when you left. And I bet you believed I would, but speaking for myself, it hasn't happened yet. Cause your memory won't let me start trying to forget you, baby. I burned your old love letters, thinking I'd feel better. Like a
than it has to be. And I have to thank you so, so much, Ed and Dwayne, for coming on the show. I had a blast speaking with the two of you.
Thank you, Josie. I appreciate it. You got a great show there. Keep it up.
Thank you so much, and you guys are wonderful, and I'm going to continue to check up and see what you're doing and listening to the music, and you can come back anytime. You know that.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks so much, Josie. Thanks for everything.
My pleasure, and we're actually going to have times like these play us out tonight, so
awesome.
Very excited
Thank
about
you.
That.
I appreciate that.
Anytime. Thank you so, so much, Ed Porter and Dwayne, everybody. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Josie.
Love the applause. That's my ultimate favoriteness. And Alan is wonderful. He knows how to... He knows how to put it on really bad places. But it's all good. It's all good. Now, I want to mention all of our upcoming guests here on The Josie Show. We are constantly booking fools. So next week, March 30th, I have songwriter and singer Gary Brockway, who is also one of our new Josie Show sponsors. So that's going to be very, very exciting to talk with him. And also on April 6th, my guest is Colt Bradley. And on April 13th, my guest will be Katie Bell Aiken. Then on April 20th, I bring you Billy Curtis. And then on April 27th, my guests are Mark Bray and Rod Richman. So it's going to be very, very, very exciting. We're constantly confirming a bunch more bookings. So keep checking out the homepage of our site, josieshow.com, to see the many, many, many upcoming artists we will be featuring each week. And we're currently booking for May as well. So if you would like to be featured on the show, please email Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, josieshow.com, or go to the contacts tab on our site at josieshow.com and send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. And before we have the wonderful, wonderful song by Ed Porter here playing us out, I really want to mention, ask the tabs at the top, ask Josie. You can send me all the questions that you have, and I will definitely brain fart. You could definitely ask me any questions that you may have, and I will absolutely respond back ASAP. And also the forums, which is really, really cool. You could chat with us on there and all that fun stuff. And also remember, after a show, it gets archived and stays on the page forever and ever in our archives section on josieshow.com. We're also on YouTube, iTunes, and Zoom, and any other podcast places. Now, I want to cue my producer here on Tina Marie Pasentino. You like my accent? I don't know. Tina Marie Pasentino. Here she is.
We're a whole different language now.
I was trying to be fancy. What can I say?
I love it. That is absolutely awesome. So I just wanted to say that I have just, added a new guest to that list there. So, I wanted to hop in and let you know. Yes. From Germany.
From Germany.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Sure.
I know. We have got this gentleman is a great singer. And out in Germany, when you play at a lot of the clubs, a lot of the time they want covers and that sort of thing, not so much your own music. But we had to find a way to put him on because I watched this gentleman perform on stage through some videos and that sort of thing. And wow, can he get a crowd going?
He's amazing.
Awesome.
I know who you're talking about.
The audience was going nuts, so we just had to get our hands on him. So we are so excited. So on April 6th, we are going to have Colt Bradley, but we are also going to have Juke West. So J-U-K-E West is going to be joining us as well. So
yeah.
It's going to be an absolutely awesome, awesome night. Two great artists.
We are so going to get him to sing for us. No doubt about it.
We're going to get get him to sing a couple bars. We can't
Come
sing
on.
Anything, but
yeah.
we're going to get him to sing a couple
Definitely.
Bars. That's for sure. All right, so I just want to let you know about that excitement. We got him confirmed, so I was all happy to tell you.
Sweet. Thank you. Thank you so much. And also, I want to stay on the line with us because you are going to announce our song that we're playing.
No way.
Yeah,
get that job, too.
For real. You get that job, too.
Oh, man. You
give
me all the best stuff.
You know, you know.
Can I just say hey to some great people in the chat room, seriously?
All right. Do it.
Okay, because we need to do that. I know you keep getting booted out because you're busy talking to people.
I am. I'm sorry. If you keep seeing me leave and then go back on, I'm, like, getting booted out of my own chat room. So excuse that, but I am on and watching everything that you guys are doing, like some kind of, like, stalker creeper or something. But I am watching.
You're a stalker. I love it. That is great. It has been a great night. You have had two wonderful shows back-to-back, so it has been lots of fun. But we need to say hey first to Alan in the chat room. Alan does everything for us here at the Josie Show, pretty much.
Thank you.
Yes, he streams stuff. He handles all the sites. He does it all. He helps produce the show. He just rocks. So, and when we forget things, he reminds us, and that's really great because apparently I'm a little old and senile. So, but we want to say thank you to Alan for always doing all the stuff for us. He is, like, way cool, and we so, so appreciate it. Plus, he puts up with us. We're not easy.
Yeah, I am. I'm awesome.
Okay, you're easier than I am.
I'm awesome.
To deal with, I should say, I guess. All right. So, but, you know, so thank you very much to Alan. So we have to give him his thanks. And then country fan Deb is in the chat room tonight, so we wanted to say hey to her. We love you. And we have got, of course, oh, Josie, there you are. Hi, Joe. We got you.
Hey.
And I know I'm not going to say this right. Fregger65, F-R-E-G-E-R-65 is in the chat room. We want to say hey to you all the way from Belgium. Awesome for you to come. Join us here in the middle of the night. You rock. We see you on Facebook all the time. Music Man 5627, which is Gary. Gary Brockway is a sponsor of our show here, so we want to say thank you so much for supporting us. We
appreciate
it.
Thank you.
We love you, and we're looking forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then we have a new listener. I'm excited about that. SaskGirl92, I'm sure I'm not saying that right, SaskGirl92, who was also at your other show tonight as well, Josie's Hard Country. So she has just been partying and partying with us.
Thank you.
All night long. So been absolutely great. So we are very excited. So thank you so much, everybody, for joining us.
Thanks,
not only listening, but also hanging out in the chat room. So all of our nearest and dearest friends always come hang in the chat room with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, guys, so much. We would be nothing without you. So thank you guys so much. And so are you ready to announce the song that we are getting ready to play?
You know, we've got so many great things. My goodness gracious, look at all these songs. I just want to play them all over again. Would that
That's
be
true.
Okay?
Next week.
All right, we had enough time. I would just play them all over again. But we are going to have a song play us out. Ed Porter, 76 North, we were talking to, or I'm sorry, 76 South. We were talking to, I know now I've got my directions mixed up. Ed Porter, 76 South. We are going to have him, have them, I should say, sing us out here with Times Like These. Here we go. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight.
Thank you guys so, so much, and here we go. Josie Pasentino out. Oh, I'm crazy, I know. Here's the song.
There's hatred in the name of God. Babies born nobody wants. Soldiers dying in the Middle East. Homeless on Rodeo Drive. Children stealing to survive. Desperate for a fix to find some peace. Some days I think the devil must be pleased. In times like these, when it seems all hope is gone, in the dark before the dawn, you come to me. Every time you hold me close, I look into your eyes and know that love is all I need to believe in times like these. I stop by the
park a while. A little league game made me smile. All those dirty faces and scuffed up knees. I found a bench in an oak tree shade. Bought a Dixie cup of lemonade from a little girl with braces on her teeth. Sometimes faith can be found just down the street in times like these. When it seems all hope is gone, in the dark before the dawn, you come to me. Every time you hold me close, I look into your eyes and know that love. Thank the Lord for all he's given me in times like these. In times like these, don't lose your faith, people. In times like these.
Good night, everyone. Join us again next Friday at josieshow.com.